Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the upcoming fly season. As temperatures start to rise and we start to enjoy spring weather, we're reminded that the battle with the flies will start fairly soon. Keep in mind that the fly cycle basically repeats itself about every 9 to 14 days, depending on the ambient temperature. Even during cool weather, the fly population starts to build. And the thing that we're really concerned about early in the fly season are actually the stable flies, which are biting flies. The reason we're so concerned about those is that they do reduce milk production fairly significantly. So, what are some of the key things that you need to think about as you prepare to do battle with the upcoming fly season? Number one is sanitation, cleaning up things like manure piles that might be left from the wintertime, cleaning up waste feed and keeping it clean, thinking about how you control weeds around your livestock premise. Now, in addition to sanitation, you're going to have to think about what you use for control. Some of the other things that we use to supplement this would be things like premise sprays, are also things that we can apply directly to the animals, insecticides that help control the flies as well, and that may be part of your strategy as well. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to prepare for the fly season now so that you can effectively battle the flies this summer.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.